Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas, and I want to thank you for being in the listening audience on this wonderful Sunday morning. And I trust that the start has been a great one for you, and I trust that you are in grand anticipation and preparation to be in God's house. Now, understand again that there are some that cannot be in church physically. You're just not able to. For those, I pray that you'll make every effort to be a part of your local church. Most of them will be live streaming. We would love you also to be a part of ours. We'll tell you more about that in a moment. But if you are physically able, you need to be in God's house on this Sunday morning. Many of you are, and I pray that God gives you a great day. Many of you have not been. You need to be, and I want to invite you this morning to come down to visit the True Light Baptist Church. You're not going to have any problem finding us. We're at 8139 Hugh Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia, and coming from Highway 58, take 501 South, go about 7.5 miles. Church will be on the left. And if you are listening from the North Carolina area and you want to visit us even this morning, just cross the Virginia line, look at about 5 miles, and you'll see the church on the right. So I'd love to see you. Our people would love to see you. And making a point, we'll be meeting, Lord willing, at 11 o'clock this morning, and would love for you to be a part of it. Again, for those that cannot come, or you're in another Bible-believing church and you'd still like to be a part of the service at a latter point, we would greatly appreciate that. We'd be honored for you to do so. And you can find us a couple of different ways. True Light Baptist Church of Alton Facebook page. We'll be having our videos there, live streaming, as well as my personal page. Then the True Light Baptist Church of Alton YouTube channel. And we are live streaming on the True Light Baptist Church website, and you will find that at tlbcalton.com. I apologize. Last week, we did fully anticipate the site be up and running with the new domain by Sunday. We had some trouble with the domain company, but we are up and running as of Monday. And so I encourage all of you, I ask you to go to tlbcalton.com. And I believe you'll find some very helpful resources. If you're considering making a visit to the church, tells you a little bit more about us and what our heart is, not only for now, but in the future. And even a good way, if you need to contact us and want to know more, there's ways to do that right there on the website. So I encourage you, I ask you to do that and share that with your friends. All right, we're going to go back into the book of Ephesians chapter number 5. And using the first two verses as a springboard on this matter of dedication, Christian dedication, and we want to use the Lord Jesus Christ in his earthly ministry as a pattern. Now, we know that we'll never attain what he had done on this earth, but we certainly look at him as our example. The Bible says we're to follow his steps. And we want to talk a little bit about that. And the manner in which Christ was dedicated in this earthly life and how we should strive to be dedicated to him. Is he not worthy? He sure is. He's worthy of our very, very best and more. And so I trust and pray that you will determine this Sunday morning that you'll have a desire and a determination to serve him, have some stick-to-itiveness, if you will, and just determine, I'm not turning back, I'm not going to quit, I'm not going to retire from the work, I'm going to be more fervent than I ever have. And so let's look at these verses, Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 1 and verse number 2. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Now the Bible says there in verse number 2, he had given for us an offering. Now we know that he offered himself completely there on the cross of Calvary, but throughout his ministry, he was offering himself. What a wonderful, wonderful pattern in which us to follow. We talked to you last week that Jesus Christ, He was dedicated to the work at hand, knowing the disdain, knowing that He would not be wildly accepted. It's an amazing thing that God, who knew all things, yet He was willing to come knowing that for the largest part, He would be rejected. And we talked to you a little bit about last week that, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking to get into a popularity contest, the true Christian life is not going to afford you that. Thank God for those that will embrace you, but there's going to be some that just will not do so. There's going to be some that will turn their backs on you. And just remember, you're not following them. You're not serving them. You're serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And if everyone were to turn away from you, He is worthy of you to continue to serve Him. He is worthy. Now, let me give you this for your consideration on this Sunday morning. Jesus Christ was dedicated knowing the disdain, but Jesus Christ was dedicated knowing the difficulty of the work. You see, there are many. There's many that have the idea for some bizarre reason that the Christian life ought to be pain-free. Now, we know according to the book of Job, man that's born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. The best is yet to come for God's children. We shall be with Him forever, and we shall be glorified. We shall be receiving a perfect body. We shall be delivered from the very presence of sin. But right in the here and now, there's still some difficulties. I think back when I do the physical work that I do and you do, there's times that I get a little sore in the work. There's times that you feel a little pain, don't you? Well, we are in the work of the Lord, and it's the greatest work. It's the most fulfilling work, the most glorious work, and certainly the most eternal work. But there's going to be times you get a little sore in the work. There's going to be times that you experience a little bit of pain. You see, many like the idea of being a Christian, but they forget, according to the Word of God, that first of all, they're workmen. Over there in Ephesians chapter number 2 and verse number 10, the Bible says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." So the Bible says we're His workmanship, but then we're created in Christ Jesus unto what? Unto good works. Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And so there is work involved. And with work, there's going to be some times where you get a little sore. There's going to be times you experience a measure of pain. But then the Bible also speaks of us as being soldiers. Paul told young Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse 3, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." And certainly in my time in the military, and if you've spent any time, you realize that there's many days, there's many occasions where you hurt. There's many occasions where you are sore. Now let's look at the example of the Lord Jesus Christ in our time remaining this morning. First of all, Jesus Christ experienced the difficulty Himself of a tired body. Over there in Mark chapter 4 and verse 38, the Bible says, "And He was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake Him and say to Him, Master, carest Thou not that we perish?" You know the story of the storm that came suddenly. Jesus Christ is there in the hinder part of the ship. The Bible says while the storm is raging, He's asleep on a pillow. And you can find multiple times where Jesus Christ in His physical body, while He was here on this earth, He experienced times of tiredness. But He kept on going, didn't He? Yes, there's going to be some times of pain and some times of physical exhaustion, emotional exhaustion in the work of the Lord. But be determined. Keep on keeping at it. Not only did Jesus experience the difficulty of a tired body, he experienced the difficulty of temptation. You remember there when he was with Satan in the wilderness, 40 days there and sorely tempted, but yet he did not sin. Yes, in this life, you're going to experience great times of temptation, great times of trials, and they're going to be great in difficulty. But don't quit on God. Don't fall by the wayside. Stick with it, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus experienced also the difficulty of transitions. Did you know the Bible says that the Son of Man, Jesus speaking of himself, hath nowhere to lay his head? He didn't even have a certain place in which to lay his head. He didn't have a place called home. He was constantly in a transitional state. And you say, preacher, it seems like my life is just constantly in flux. Well, just keep on following God, dear child of God. Keep on serving him. Keep on looking unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Yes, Jesus experienced transitions, but he kept on and he completed the work. Jesus not only experienced transitions, but he experienced the difficulty of terrible burdens. You remember when he was looking over the city of Jerusalem? The Bible says that he was weeping. They were as sheep not having a shepherd. You remember when he was bearing the burden there in the Garden of Gethsemane? The Bible says that his sweat became as great drops of blood. You say, preacher, you don't have any idea the level of burdens that I'm under. You have no idea the weight. And preacher, I can't take it. Preacher, I can't go on. Oh, dear sir, ma'am, remember that God is with you, that God is in you, that God empowers you, that God has promised never to leave you. And God knows the burdens that you are under. He knows the measure of weight. He has the scale, dear sir, ma'am. And God will not allow you to go through more than he will give you what you need to endure it. Don't you quit. Jesus experienced the difficulty of terrible burdens, but he experienced the difficulty of tremendous, unimaginable pain. And we think of Calvary, and we can think of many other, but it all culminated on a hill called Calvary. Talked about the burdens just a minute, but can you imagine bearing the burdens, bearing the judgment of the sin of the entire world? The Bible says, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. But let's look at the physical aspect for just a moment. I did a study a while back on some of the things from a scientific point of what Jesus endured on a physical aspect there on the cross, and it was heartbreaking. He experienced pain unlike you and I could ever imagine. Can I ask you this? Dear sir, ma'am, have you ever thought about quitting on God? Getting out of the work? When you faced a little difficulty in your life? Again, I'm not wanting to trivialize what you've gone through. Everybody's burdens are very, very big to them. But I am saying that God knows. I am saying it's no time to quit. And I am saying you just go back for a moment in your mind's eye and get your Bible out and go back to Calvary. And once you just think and allow God to speak to your heart of what Jesus Christ endured there on the cross, the pain that he bore. Can you imagine when he cried out, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" To be utterly abandoned, to experience the pain of rejection unlike you and I could ever imagine. Can you imagine bearing the pain physically there on the cross? Can you imagine bearing the pain of being made that substitute for sin, that sin offering? Oh, sir, ma'am, in our flesh, we're tempted to quit. You get hurt, you bear burdens. It's hard. But I want to promise you, on the authority of the Word of God, the very best is yet to come. It's not over. We've already read how this thing's going to turn out. Now let's just believe it. And let's trust God. Let's cast our burdens on Him. Let's depend on Him. And just keep moving on. Trust it's an encouragement to you. Hope it'll help you. And I sure hope to see you, if not this morning, real soon at True Light. May the Lord give you a great Sunday morning. God bless you.